Sometimes we believe we've learned from Imam Hussein how to die. We haven't learned how to die from Imam Hussein. We've learned how to live from Imam Hussein. What he did do was teach us, train us, tell us that when you are across Rubaru, right in front of Yazidiyat, how do you live and how do you die? But the question that I want to ask tonight, in this day and age, does he want more from us? If that's the question, then we have to revive the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt. They're being destroyed right now. Where is the deen today? And Imam Hussein, time and time again, is telling us, I'm going for the islah of the ummah of my grandfather. That reform is needed today.
إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوتًا لَا يُبْدِينَ زِينَتَهُنَّ إِلَّا مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَلْيَضْرِبْنَ بِخُمُورِهِنَّ عَلَى جُيُوبِهِنَّ وَوَصَّيْنَا الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ حُسْنًا لا تكونوا كالذين تفرقوا واختلفوا من بعد ما جاءهم البينات أئنكم لتأتون الرجال شهوة من دون النساء يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر ينفقون في السراء والضراء.
And Imam Hussein, time and time again, is telling us, I'm going for the islah of the ummah of my grandfather. There were two groups of people in history, the Ahlul Madinah and the Ahlul Kufa. Understand this very carefully. History has a funny way sometimes of doing what? Repeating itself. You know that in the time of the Holy Prophet, there was two tribes, the Khazraj and the Aus tribe, who lived in Yathrib. Yathrib was the name of Medina before it was called Medina. If one camel from one tribe ate the grass of the house of another tribe, that would instigate a war of 100 years. The head of the Khazraj tribe comes to Rasulullah in Mecca. He comes to him and says, I've heard that you have declared yourself to be the Prophet of Allah. We have this problem. I'm tired of fighting with this tribe. What do I do? He says it's very simple. Accept Islam and you have your solution. He says, okay, let me take your message back to my tribe, but I want you to send me an ambassador with me to represent you in Yathrib. He sends who? Mus'ab ibn Amir, 18 years old, a message for my youth and my elders. The Prophet of Allah used to always choose the most young individual for the most delicate of tasks. Bilal was the first Mu'addin of Islam. Bilal was 18 years old. Ja'far al-Tayyar, the first Muballigh of Islam, was 22 years old. Amir al-Mu'mineen, when he was Kullu Iman in Khandaq, was 27 years old. He never looked at age. The Prophet says, I never look at age. I look at the hearts of that individual. The Arabs will sit there and say, look at Bilal, he's giving the adhan. He can't even pronounce sheen. He would say, Asadu an la ilaha illallah. And the Arabs would go crazy. And say, Ya Rasulullah, at least the adhan give it to us. It's in Arabic. He says very famously that don't you know that when Bilal says Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Allah on his arsh hears Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. The Prophet of Allah depended on the verdict of an 18-year-old child to give him the green light to make this very famous migration from Mecca to Medina that our Islamic calendar is based on. We sometimes believe 18 years old, then we smack him. Or he walks into this masjid, he has a very funky haircut, ajib libas, and we think, oh, he's gumrah. If you knew the story of Mus'ab ibn Amir and his history, you'd be shocked that the Prophet sent that individual. Anyways, after these two tribes that were on the oath of jahalat accepted Islam, changed themselves, and now they have the honor of hosting the Prophet of Allah for that government. That's one group. come to the Ahl Kufa. 25,000 letters were written to Abu Abdullah. 25,000 letters saying, Mawla, we are Yatim. Mawla, we don't accept Yazid as our Khalifa. Please come, please come. The Prophet sent Mus'ab, Imam Hussein sent Muslim. Go and see what's going on. They came to his house, they gave bay'at in his hand. He wrote that letter, just like Mus'ab did, that Abu Abdullah, Imam Hussein, they're ready for you. Come to Karbala. If only Muslim didn't write that letter. Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad comes to Kufa. He threatens their life, threatens their livelihood, tells them, if you side with Hussein, your Mar, your John, your Abru, everything is done. Not one person was left with Muslim. Both parties, one said, Ya Rasulullah, come to us for help. One group says, Ya Hussein, come to us for help. One group did Islah. They had the honor to host the Holy Prophet. One did not do Islah. And they are Zalil ila yawm al-qiyamah. The difference is Islah and reform. Every single day we say what? Wa'ajjil farajahum. Wa'ajjil farajahum. Wa'ajjil farajahum. We're calling the Imam like they called the Prophet. We're calling the Imam like they called Imam Hussein. And my fear is that when the Imam comes, either will be the Ahl Medina or the Ahl Kufa. It's all about the Islah of yourself. Reforming yourself. Changing yourself. Understanding that it's not just lip service that we're saying wa'ajjil farajahum. If he comes, are we ready? Well, let's be careful.